Absolutely, I can confirm that to you very authoritatively, that we realize that so far the burial team since the fourth case index was reported in Sierra Leone, that was on May 25. It remains to be the only team in the Ebola response that has not reported any casualty and not infected in any way. So by way of keeping track record of that very enviable posture the burial team is enjoying, the International Organization for Migration, the United Kingdom Aid, as well as the Ministry of Health and Sanitation of Sierra Leone, have been training routine teams for the Western area in particular, or 14 teams now, and also in the south, east, and north of the country. The reason being, we want to maintain that status because the burial team has been doing a tremendous work. That is why we patch them in numbers of 12 each and assign them with two vehicles. The fourth vehicle, ambulance, is one that is carrying all the personal protective gears and the corpses where they are available. And the other ambulance is only for personnel so that we can avoid cross-infections.
So this new group that just came out, when are they going to be deployed after finishing training this week?
They just completed the training. They are ready to go into the field. In fact, what we have done as part of deploying them is we have given the current burial teams a day off per week so that day, even though we still pay them for it, it is a day for them not to be exhausted. And also, they are now going into rotations. That way, they don't have to be too exhausted at all. So they are ready by next week. Immediately after the holidays, they are going to be very gingered up into the field. And I must emphasize that they are not just only trained in the effective use of personal protective equipment, but they are also trained as hygienists. And this is where we emphasize on the IPCs, which is the infection protection control, because that is very key for the burial team, because now the moment we can report any casualty, it will bring in a whole lot of low morale. And we don't want that as a government. That is why we are very grateful to the British government for providing this, leading the training through the Ebola Academy.
25th December is very important in the lives of not only Muslims, but Christians who will be celebrating their savior. Now, in this case, how are these protocols, coordination with the churches to ensure that infection is cut down to a minimum as they celebrate 25th December in Sierra Leone?
Thank you very much, Peter. I think that's a very important question. Just as you mentioned, Sierra Leone is indeed a very religious country, whereby even though it is a Christmas season, usually even the Muslims do patronize the Christians in celebrating this occasion. That is why we believe that we work to the Interreligious Council of Sierra Leone so that we make sure we are on the same frequency. And I must say, since the president proclaimed the Western area surge with all the measures of making sure that tomorrow Christmas, we expect everybody after the church service to retire home and use the day as a reflection. And also on New Year's Eve, we expect by 5 p.m., which is still broad daylight, everybody should go back home as a way of welcoming the New Year. And I must say, so far, we have been very supportive. We are having all the support of all the interreligious council, and we are on the same frequency in emphasizing that point.